Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Families may decide to use a retail-based health clinic because they believe it's convenient and less expensive. But according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, these clinics do not provide children with the high-quality, regular preventive health care that children need. My guest is Dr. James Laughlin. He's Bloomington Pediatric Medical Director for the Riley Physician Group at Indiana University Health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Laughlin. Tell us about retail-based clinics and why parents should think twice before using them as opposed to their pediatric office.
Hi, Melanie. Well, it's a pleasure to be on the show. I think the main emphasis that pediatricians would like to point out is that we want to see our children both when they're sick and when they're well. And I think there's a tremendous importance there in being able to follow children not only for their well checks, but when they are sick. And it provides us an opportunity to take care of the small problems, but also any long-term problems. And it allows us to know the patient better.
Okay, that to me is the most important part of this message, is that you know my child and you know my children and you have all of their records. These retail-based clinics, do they typically keep medical records on their patients?
Well, my guess is they keep patient records of patients that they've seen, but they do not have access to the overall patient record. And so each visit is basically a new visit without a history.
So they're relying on parents to fill them in on anything that they might need to know regarding allergies, regarding, you know, symptoms and all of these things. It's very little terrifying to me. What about for simple vaccines, for, you know, just going in to get your flu vaccine, these kinds of things? If we go in and take our children there, then do our medical records, they don't transfer to our pediatric office, who might not then know that our children received a flu vaccine?
Well, that's correct. Most states have rules where you have to enter vaccines into what they call a registry. But that doesn't get done by everyone, and it may not be done in a timely fashion. And so that may not be accessible back to your own private pediatrician. And although we ask that when kids are seen by other providers that they send a copy of that encounter back to us, or vaccines back, that sometimes happens and sometimes does not. So it does really increase the chance for incomplete record keeping.
Well, there is that disconnect. There really is. Now, what about things like ear infections? You know, if your pediatric office is closed, and I know we're in kind of a new system of really watching and waiting and not overusing antibiotics, but you feel your child needs it. What if your pediatrician is saying maybe you should go to the emergency room, but you know it's an ear infection, but say Walgreens is open? What is a parent to do, Dr. Laughlin?
Well, I think that's certainly their choice. Most things that parents go to the retail-based clinics for are truly not emergencies, but they are a matter of being taken care of in a convenient fashion. If their doctor's office is closed and they choose to go there, one thing that you would want as a parent to request is that a record be sent back to their doctor, or in some formal communication, so that the doctor knows that the child was there and what was done and what medicines were prescribed. And ideally, what we as pediatricians would like to see is that if retail-based clinics are going to take care of children, that they enter into some sort of formal collaborative arrangement, so that the pediatricians can be the resource person and the consultant for the retail-based clinics.
Okay, so I think that's really great advice. If you do end up taking your child to a retail-based clinic, or maybe you're away on vacation and you have to stop at a clinic, getting those records, getting a copy of those records sent to your pediatrician, or actually getting the physical copy yourself so that you can give it over to your pediatrician, is a very important bit of advice that I think parents need to, you know, really take hold of. Give us another important bit of advice for parents considering this.
You mean if they're on vacation or?
Anything, really. Yeah, if they're considering going to a retail-based clinic for any reason or if they're on vacation.
My first bit of advice would be call your doctor first, because what we have found with studies and literature that's been written about this is that many parents go to the retail-based clinics for what they perceive as a minor problem, and they don't want to bother their doctor, or they think they won't be able to see their doctor. And I know particularly with our office, we make every attempt to see children that day and when it's convenient for their parents. And so we want to see the kids. So my first advice would be call your doctor first.
So you want to call your doctor, and then they can give you that bit of advice telling you really what would be the best course of action to take.
Yeah.
Now, strep throat, things that need that sort of, that you know your child will feel better once they get that antibiotic in them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, your pediatrician's office is closed. What do you do?
Well, if choose to go to the retail-based clinic, I would say make sure that the retail-based clinic is aware of any medical problems your child may have that are significant, and any allergies that they have as far as medications, and ask that the report get sent back to the doctor, or be able to take a copy with you that you can give to your doctor.
What do you think are some of the best qualities of the medical home, Dr. Laughlin, that you feel comfortable with your pediatrician? What goes into making that medical home?
Well, for me, that's one of the main reasons I went into pediatrics, is because I wanted to develop a relationship with the families that I take care of, particularly the children. And by seeing children longitudinally over a period of time, it allows a comfort level and a knowledge level that makes it actually easier for me to take care of problems, whether they're simple problems or complicated problems. And I think it also provides better care for the kids because we automatically have a communication between us that is helpful in terms of a trust factor.
That's so important. I trust my pediatrician like pretty much nobody else in my life. And so it's so important to have that relationship with your pediatrician and to feel comfortable enough calling at 2 in the morning. And you know how all of us parents are, Dr. Laughlin. We are nuts. And we call, and we don't mean to, but we just, you know, there are certain things that just, you know, give us a little bit of fears, and we feel we have to call somebody. So in just the last minute, please give us your best advice for parents out there listening about the medical home and if they are considering using a retail-based clinic.
Well, I think what we've already discussed probably is the best reason is that we are the medical home. We want to take care of the children when they're well and they're sick. But the thing you just mentioned a minute ago, the 2 o'clock in the morning phone call, we're there at 2 o'clock in the morning for our patients. The retail-based clinic is closed. So we provide that 24-hour coverage and that care because that's what we're here for. And that's not something that they are even meant to do or want to do. So my best advice is use your pediatrician and your medical home as your first source of care.
And please remember, listeners, that the American Academy of Pediatrics is stating and advising against using these retail-based clinics because they don't provide children with the high-quality, regular preventive health care that children need. They don't know your child. They don't know your child's history. And as Dr. Laughlin said, every visit to one of those clinics is like a new visit to a new doctor. And we all know how our children take to that. So just remember that you want to keep it all in the medical home and stick with your pediatrician. And as always, call them first whenever you have questions. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. All our guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.